Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They produced some of the finest talent in Atlanta sports radio history.
Get over it!
Covered the best teams this city has to offer.
Going to bed and taking a nap.
And now, it's time to take their turn at the mic.
Wah, 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 wah.
It's time for The Other Side of the Glass with Chris Thomas and Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Chris and Bo.
What's up, Atlanta, and a very good Saturday afternoon to you on a beautiful day in the A. It is The Other Side of the Glass with yours truly, Chris Thomas, taking you right up until Atlanta United coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Conti and Jason Longshore will, of course, be on the call. And this is really cool. If you read Mike Conti's Twitter recently, you will know that they are doing the broadcast from an undisclosed location in the stands. So make sure you keep abreast on those guys online. Follow them on Twitter to get the latest updates. And maybe you will be sitting right by the Atlanta United broadcast. How cool is that as they enter into a critical matchup with Philly, who is the best team in the league by far, winners of five straight. But don't look now. United's on a bit of a comeback trail themselves. So much to get into this afternoon, including a big win for the Braves last night. Georgia about to get underway at South Carolina. Heavy favorites there. We'll dive into that matchup coming up in about 10 minutes in our headline segment. And, of course, how do we move on from week one, Atlanta Falcons fans? We got super producer Dom C on the other side. Now, Dom, it's about 80 degrees outside, not a cloud in the sky. The beautiful men and women of Atlanta walking the streets. So many cool things to do, places to be. But I know you sitting on the other side of that studio, this is where you want to be, baby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I live for this. This is everything to me.
Now, you see, Dom's a trooper because Dom's done, if you know, I'm usually joined by my sports radio compadre, one Bo Squid, Billy Morgan. But, Dom, you've been the steadfast hand behind a lot of these broadcasts, so I give you credit.
I appreciate it. You know, I feel like we got a good rhythm going here. We work well.
Absolutely. So, Dom, later up in the show, we'll have our Falcons true or false. That'll be a five-pack of questions as we get you ready for week two. Falcons heading to L.A. as we speak to take on the Los Angeles Rams. I believe Squid Billy's about 30,000 feet in the air right now, mad because he's not getting his drinks fast enough. But that's just my thinking about it. All right, let's get into these Braves from last night because it was a tale of two halves of this game. You got a great pitcher's duel going for the first six, seven innings. You got Ranger Suarez for the Phillies, who's had a pretty good year. He's not a household name, but he's a decent starting pitcher against our ace, Max Fried. They were going tit for tat. Fried gave up a couple solo homers. Suarez only gave up one, so you got 2-1. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we get to the eighth inning. Who else but our hero, Ronald Acuna Jr., stepping up to the plate? And then this happens.
He's got a lot of room right side if he can guide one. Instead, he drives one. Deep right field. Guthrie going back to the warning track.
Now, Bally Sports, of course, on the call. Now, this was big for the Braves and for Acuna because the top half, if you guys have been following, whether you listen to us on Dukes and Bell or anywhere here on 92.9 The Game, you know that the top half of the Braves lineup has not been performing the way that they need to. So good for Acuna. That got a spark going, not only for him, but for the lineup as well. And then Michael Harris, the kid wonder. Well, Dom, he does it again.
Line into center field. That'll get you another run. Monty Mike makes it 5-2 with a bullet up the middle.
And from that point on, the Braves would never look back, leading to a 5-run inning in the eighth. They shut it down, and all is well. Well, or is it? Because we may have a bit of a conundrum. And first, I'm going to play what happened on the field, and then we're going to talk about what happened off of it. So Ozzie Albies, of course, as you all know, returned last night. And he didn't look comfortable at the plate, in my opinion, but he got the results anyway because, well, this happened.
Ozzie coughs one toward left. Headed toward no man's land. Schwarber is going to slide. The ball drops. Ozzie at second. Two runs are in.
Okay, so here's the problem. And you're going to say, Chris, what's the problem? He comes back. Little double. Gets the crowd going. Chanting, Ozzie, we love you. Everything's good. Well, I'm here to tell you guys today at 404-741-0929 that I don't think this decision is as easy as you might think it may be. Ozzie was not having a good year before he got hurt. Let's all be honest about that. He was batting about 240, 8 home runs, I think around 40 RBIs, and most importantly, not playing the type of defense that we're used to Ozzie Albies playing. Then this guy by the name of Vaughn Grissom comes up to the Braves. And what has he done? Oh, bat 500, play a great second base, be consistent in the lineup day in and day out. Until about a week and a half ago, maybe stretching into 2 weeks, he hits his first skid as a major leaguer. 1-for-17, gets a couple days off, and then Ozzie comes back. Coincidentally, I don't think so. I think Ozzie was always on track to get back right around this time. But here's the problem. What do you do? Does Ozzie Albies automatically get his spot back, whether it's at DH or second base, and does Vaughn Grissom go to the bench and become your number one option off the bench? I say no way, no how. You let me know. 404-741-0929. Does Ozzie Albies automatically get his spot back in the lineup, whether it's at DH or at second base? And here's the problem, folks. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough time before the playoffs start for Ozzie to find his swing, find his form at second base, and get into a rhythm. We have the top half of our lineup, Riley, Matt Olson, Acuna, who are all in a bit of a slump right now. So we can't afford to have another hole in this lineup right now. We simply can't do it. If you have four spots in the lineup that are suspect, that makes the job a hell of a lot easier for the other team's starting pitchers and their closer when they come in a tight game. You can't have that wide of a gap in your lineup right now. If everyone else was clicking, I'd probably feel a little bit differently. But because there's such a big hole in the lineup right now, you need the hot guys and as many of them as you can get. But you say, Chris, Vaughn Grissom is 1-for-17 right now. Yes, I understand that, but he's also never been in this position before. We don't know what it's going to be when he comes out of a slump. We don't know if it could turn around in a day, in a week, or if he's going to be one of these guys that gets into a Giancarlo Stanton-like long-term slump. So it's not that easy for me. I don't know what the answer necessarily is because I'm not in the brain of Brian Snicker and Alex Anthopoulos and what their game plan is. But for me, I know Ozzie's a fan favorite, and I know he's one of the guys out there that Braves, you know, he's the heart and soul guy of the team. I'm not saying you send him back down if he's struggling. He's obviously going to be on the major league roster, but it's just not for me 100% given that he returns to his spot in the lineup on an everyday basis. All right, let's hear from postgame because I want to hear what the guys were saying after the game. Let's start with Max Fried. He evaluates his performance. He did his job last night. Max, what did you think?
Felt like it could have been a little bit better. I think overall, just keeping us in the game was definitely where I was at. You know, the guys came along that eighth inning huge. You know, they're putting together great at-bats and really put us over the edge. Felt like I made some pitches that I'd like to have back, but all in all, I'm glad that we came out with a win.
All right, let's hear from the man himself, Ozzie, returning to the field. How'd you feel?
It was great energy game tonight, and I was trying to be as positive as I can and enjoy the moment, and it was huge that I came up with extra runs for my team tonight.
Yeah, and that's the tough part, right, guys? Because, like I just said, he is a heart and soul guy on this team, and you can't necessarily expect the lineup to be at its best when he's not in it, except for the fact that you called up a wunderkind with him and Grissom, with Grissom and Harris, should I say, having seasons for the ages. All right, 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929. Does Ozzie Albies automatically get a spot in the lineup, or does he have to earn it? Phones are lighting up, so let's get right to him. Chuck in Union City. Chuck, you're in the game. What's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on? Absolutely, he does. So you talk about the Wonder Twins. The Michael Harris situation was different. You really didn't have an outfield that was solidified and also coming off Acuna's injury. Michael Harris comes up and shows you great things. Yeah, you keep him up. Vaughn Grissom comes up because the guy who has proven himself, has won a World Series, has been the heart and soul of the team, as you said, gets hurt. Hey, buddy, we're going to bring you up. But just understand, as soon as Ozzie comes back, you're probably going to, no matter how great you do, you're probably going to, you know, go back to staying on the roster or platooning or whatever. Now, if we're in a contract year for Ozzie, or close to a contract year where they're like, hey, we don't want to spend the money like they're doing with Dansby Swanson, and I don't think they're going to sign him. Same situation we were in last year with Freddie Freeman.
Okay, all right. But hang on. But what are you doing? Two questions for you. What do you do with Robbie Grossman, who's been great and left? And then how do you handle Vaughn? You didn't give me the answer. What do you do with Vaughn Grissom? What do you do with him? Is he on the bench strictly?
No, not bench strictly, but I think as Ozzie's coming back, I think you do play Vaughn. Vaughn has proven that he can play on a major league level, but I don't think it's a controversy. Albies is your guy. You know, again, unless you're trying out Vaughn to see if you're going to replace Albies coming next season.
No.
If you're trying to get rid of Ozzie, then that's a different story.
No. All right. Thank you for the phone call. I so wholeheartedly disagree with that. It is the other side of the glass. Chris Thomas hanging out with you here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, taking you up until 3 o'clock pregame for Atlanta United. You need to make a decision. You're not going to have a revolving door. The Braves lineup and what's best for the team is not to have a revolving door in the infield. I say one guy is going to get the majority of the reps. Should it be Ozzie or should it be Vaughn? Let's head out to Andrew in Atlanta. Andrew, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
You got me? Okay. Hey, I think you're trying to make a good point. I understand what you're saying about, you know, not playing and then coming back and take a little time to get into it. But you got to remember that Ozzie was a significant player. He has the experience. And he got on base, as far as I can remember, last year, he got on base almost more than anybody. And he's good at stealing and intimidating the pitchers. So you got to look at that.
But, Andrew, here's the problem. Here's the problem. What if he starts off two for his first 14, he makes an error in the field, and now you have 2 weeks left before the end of the regular season? What are you going to do?
I would take my chances with him rather than the new guy.
Rather than the guy who's come up and hit 310 in his first season in the major leagues and played a great second base.
Okay. I'm sorry, not Grissom. Grissom is real good. But I'm talking about the guy who's been playing in his place. I would take my chances on Albie all day long.
All right, Andrew, thank you for the phone call. And here's the problem, Braves fans, and it's okay. I think you're leading this one with your heart and not your head. I think the best decision for this team is to give Vaughn Grissom a real chance to earn this job. Obviously, Ozzie's going to play right now. But if Vaughn is going to be a major key in this lineup, I have no issue with that, even if it means Ozzie's a key guy coming off the bench. And it's nothing against Ozzie. It's because he just may not have enough time to find his rhythm. All right, coming up next. I love our head coach, man. Arthur Smith, this guy, he's the real deal. I'm going to tell you why, and it has something with what he said earlier this week. It is the other side of the glass. Chris Thomas with you, taking you up until 3 o'clock. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Other side of the glass is on.
Oh my God.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dogs and South Carolina underway. Dogs are driving. We will keep you updated on that. Zip zip right now, early on in the first. All right, before we get into some headlines, Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line and my Twitter at C Thomas Radio are blowing up in regards to this Ozzie Albies controversy. So let's get back into that for a couple minutes, and then we will get into the headlines. Snitch Chains on Twitter hits me up at C Thomas Radio. There is no controversy. As long as Ozzie is healthy, he's the second baseman for the Braves. Are you forgetting that Brian Snicker manages this team? Of course I'm not forgetting that Brian Snicker manages this team. But like I said, guys, that's a heart, not head response. How many games are left in the season? 30? Maybe less than that? That's not enough of a sample size if Ozzie struggles mightily out of the gate in order for him to maintain his job. You need the best player at every position on the field, regardless of what they mean to the franchise. Vaughn Grissom, young player, we don't know how he's going to respond to this first slump. What's up, Tom?
I was going to say, I just want to verify and make sure I clarify some things for the listeners. This is not about what you think will happen. This is about what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Brian Snicker manages this team. So we know what probably will happen. Ozzie probably will get his spot back, and it'll go from there. We're asking what should happen.
Right. What should happen? And what should happen is the best player should play. If Ozzie comes out here over the next 2 weeks and is raking and is playing a great second base, okay, no duh. Vaughn will get some reps at DH. He'll get a spot start here and there. I'm not touching the outfield thing, by the way. I've heard this floated around before. I like Grossman in left. He's been a really good player for this team since we picked him up. Another sneaky good signing by Alex Anthopoulos. I'm not taking Vaughn Grissom and messing with his head and trying to have him think too much and do too much on the field and learn another new position, because if anyone out there doesn't know, he is a shortstop by trade, not a second baseman. So I'm just not doing that. So for me, it's pretty simple. The best player plays. All right, 404-741-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, as well as the number to call in. Robert in Atlanta has done just that. Robert, you're in the game. What's going on?
Hey, yes, I think we need to let Albies come off the bench and play designated here in occasions with the other guy that just came off the injured list there, because we're trying to win another championship and we can't afford to derail the machine now. It's going well.
All right. Thank you, Robert, for the phone call. See, that's – Robert, thank you, because that's exactly where I'm at with this. Unless Ozzie comes off and is on fire, you have to at least give Vaughn a chance to respond. We don't know how he's going to respond yet. Guys, remember, as I said in the first segment, Ozzie was having a bad year before he got injured. 240 batting average, 8 home runs, and around 40 RBI. And – has also made 3 errors in the field, which is not typical for him either. So he wasn't having this great season before he went on the injured list. So that he doesn't automatically get his spot back, guys. Do you want to win another World Series, or do you want to show love to the guys that are the heart and soul of this team? I understand that's important too, but that's thinking with your heart and not thinking with your head. All right, if you want to get involved in this, 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929. In other Braves news, as we transition into the headlines, Ronald Acuña hit that home run as we played for you in the first segment. He was asked after the game if playing DH helped rest his body.
Yeah, it was really helpful. You know, I feel like I was able to rest and I was able to sort of recover. I feel like the pains and aches went away, and I'm very hopeful that they stay away, because as great as it was to be able to play DH, it was a little boring, to be honest. So I like to be on the field, and hopefully I can, just keep going out there every day.
All right, so here's the thing. I'm glad Ronald is feeling better, but again, we need to keep doing what's best for the team. If he's feeling these aches and pains, like he admitted to a couple weeks ago, Snit and the rest of the staff, 3 words: do not push. We need Acuña healthy for the rest of the season, whatever that means. If that means he's DHing 4 times a week, I have absolutely no problem with it. If he can play the outfield, great, but I'd rather take whatever other guys are available and DH him and save his knees for the playoffs, because he's too important to this team, especially while the rest of the front of the lineup is struggling the way that they've been so far. All right, next up, one more from Ronald here, then we're going to take more of your phone calls. Fans' reaction to the home run. You know, the guy is a showman.
I mean, that's the thing that really I love the most about, you know, playing. Like, that's the fans, you know, their reaction. Because I feel like, for me, it's really a motivator. You know, if your play on the field can get kind of that kind of reaction, from the fans, that's, for me, the best.
All right. Listen. Again, I love Acuña. I love what he brings to this team. I love the swag. I love the swag that Ozzie brings to this team, guys. Don't get me wrong. But we need to do what's best for this team to make a deep playoff run and have another chance at winning another World Series. Let's go back to the phones, 404-741-0929. This Ozzie Albies topic you guys are interested. So let's go. Winston in North Carolina, what do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
I'm keeping Ozzie exactly where he is in the lineup, because when it comes down to that nitty-gritty in those playoff times, when I look to my left, look to my right, I want to know guys confident. I want to know guys who've been there. I want to look into the eyes of guys who actually did it. And that makes my team feel good. It makes the coaching staff feel good when you know somebody who has played that position, who has been in those types of places, and actually know what's going on and know what to expect.
All right, Winston, but let me ask you this. That's all well and good, and I agree with your sentiment as a whole, but what if Ozzie comes out and he goes 2-for-14 in his next, 6 games and he makes an error in the field? What do you do then?
I mean, you got somebody right now who's 1-for-17 going into the fat of the season where we need him to be hitting. I think Ozzie's bat is not his biggest contribution. I think his mental aptitude, his camaraderie with his teammates, his ability to look somebody else in the eye and kind of push them to the next level is one of his biggest attributes and the reason why I think Snick will put him into the lineup.
All right, again, all good and well, but what about the fact that Acuña, Olsen, and Riley are all struggling right now?
I mean, if the heart of your lineup is struggling, I don't believe one man is going to take them out of that line. Take them and, you know, bolster all of those players.
Winston, thank you for the phone call, but I vehemently disagree with that. Michael Harris and Vaughn Grissom carried this team for a month. Are you kidding me? It was Riley, it was Grissom, and it was Harris. That was it. That was the entire offense for like a month in the summer. Did you guys forget about that? I know Vaughn Grissom is 1-for-17 now, but it was those two rookies at the bottom of the lineup that was leading the way. All right, 404-741-0929. Ryan in Atlanta. What's up, man?
Hey, sir. I agree with the last call wholeheartedly. Ozzy has experience in the playoffs. Before we went to the playoffs last year, it was players that was in a slump. And when the playoffs came, they got out of that slump. So what's the difference between Vaughn Grissom and Ozzy? Ozzy has more experience.
Well, yeah, and you know what the difference is, too, though, Ryan? Hang on. You know what the difference is, too? Vaughn Grissom has never had the opportunity to show what he can do once he's in a slump. This is his first slump. How do we know he doesn't come out of it and go right back to being the player that he was?
Okay, and we've seen Ozzy in a slump also, and he's shown what he can do.
Ozzy was hitting 240 for 60 games.
What to do versus a guy you don't know what you're going to get from.
But Ryan, Ozzy was hitting 240 for 60 games before he got hurt.
Okay, the whole team was in the slump for 60 games.
Listen, Ryan, I appreciate
it. It wasn't just Ozzy. The whole team was.
Ryan, I appreciate the phone call. You got – listen, man, Dom, the heart over the head thing, it's too strong. If it was another guy in this lineup, if it was Travis d'Arnaud that we're talking about right here, you'd say play Wilson or William Contreras. I don't care. But because it's Ozzy and because we love him – and because he's fun, he's getting a much bigger rope than I think other guys would.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, and that happens. And I do think there is something to the whole he's been there before. Like, and in theory, you know, you're never supposed to lose your spot to injury. But it's not just injury in this situation. It's the fact that you weren't playing well before. Like, if Ozzy, like you said, he had been batting, what, 270 for 60 games? Like, you can't – even before his injury, he was not playing well. And if you would have had an option to bring in someone better who can produce at a higher level, you would have done it regardless of if he was injured or not.
Here's the thing. Now we get 404-741-0929. Hit me up on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Dudes, I can't believe you're even having this conversation. You've never played competitive baseball in your life. You, sir, don't know what it means to win. I'm sorry. You put the best lineup out there. Ozzy Albies has not proven this season yet to be the best second baseman for the Braves. That would be Vaughn Grissom. He's outplaying Ozzy. They have about the same sample size now in every statistical category that they've been on the field for this season. Guys, I'm not hating on Ozzy. I'm saying we have between 25 and 30 games left in the season. That's not enough of a sample size if Ozzy struggles to say you can trust him going into the season to play every single day, especially if the top of the lineup continues to struggle the way that it is. Don't get it twisted. This is not about hating on Ozzy. This is about putting the best lineup on the field for the Braves to win. And that right now for me is Vaughn Grissom. All right, back to the headlines because we have a bunch of other stuff to get into. Dom, let's get to the Falcons real quick here. Let's start with cut 19, Arthur Smith. I loved this earlier this week from him because our coach, after that tough loss to the Saints, was having absolutely none of it.
So write whatever y'all want. The same guys that you guys ranked as 45th, you buried us in May. Bury us again. We don't care. We'll get back to work. Thank you.
Arthur Smith, Falcons, bring that same energy right into Los Angeles. If the Falcons are going to bounce back and beat the Rams, which is a very tough opponent, they're double-digit underdogs on the road, you need an exact type of performance like you had against the Saints through 3.5 quarters. Three words, run the ball. Get Algier in the mix. He's going to play this week because Williams is out. CP, we know what he can do. Listen,
I know it's an uphill task, but you saw so many good things. You got a quarterback that can move, although he needs to make better decisions with the ball. You have great running backs. Drake London looks like a stud. Kyle Pitts, we know. We need to get him more involved. But the Falcons, in my opinion, are not 10-point underdogs in this game. I think they are a live dog. The Rams, listen, if you don't know about their offensive line, it's an absolute mess right now. Dean Pease. We got to talk about Dean Pease, too. Because Dean Pease was playing Dean Pease this week, and I absolutely love that, too. He questioned everyone, all the media, all the critics out there, that said that they softened up at the end of the game.
Just, we need to play like we did in first three quarters for four quarters. That's how we need to play. And not, you know, I don't know who the heck thinks we daggum played soft coverage in the fourth quarter, but the guy doesn't know anything about football.
I love that from Coach Pease. Listen, guys, this is a new Falcons regime. They're going to be tough. They're going to be in your face. They're going to be brash. They're going to say stuff that fans and media may not necessarily agree with all the time and stuff that they may not like. But this is what we need. If you want the culture to change and you want people to fear coming into our building at Mercedes-Benz, this is the type of culture that needs to be instilled with this team. I don't care if Arthur Smith is slamming doors and smacking podiums. Good. Because you know what? If you win, then the players take on that attitude, and then that attitude translates onto the field. And go ahead, Dom.
I just wanted to say, I understand Arthur Smith's frustration there, too, because, granted, you lost the game, so that is, at the end of the day, the only thing that matters. But, like, the Falcons did a lot of really good things in this game and showed a lot of improvement. And now none of that is going to be talked about. None of that is going to be acknowledged because of what happened in the fourth quarter. So I can understand Arthur's frustration where it's like everyone's going to write us off. But, like, we rushed for over 200 yards. We scored 26 points. Like, our offense didn't give up a single sack. We had four sacks. Like, they showed marked improvement at almost every level that you had a question about this team. They showed that they got better, and now no one's going to acknowledge it. No one cares because of obviously what happened in the fourth quarter. So I can understand Arthur Smith's frustration.
Keep that same energy, Falcons and Falcons fans. All right, dogs are having themselves a good day so far. That'll go up by a couple tutties on South Carolina. We'll keep you posted on that. But when we come back, we'll dive deeper into the Falcons as our buddy Joe Patrick joins us. It is The Other Side of the Glass with Chris Thomas right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Weekend Sports Talk with The Other Side of the Glass.
Awesome weekend
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, he says it didn't feel so good after his first game. We'll tell you who and what he said. But before we get into that, let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. It is The Other Side of the Glass with Chris Thomas hanging out with you here until 3 o'clock. Our next guest is none other than the one and only Joe Patrick. Joe, how are you, sir?
Chris, I'm doing great, man. It's just another one of these awesome Saturdays. Now the football is starting again, so it's just an incredible sports day today.
Yeah, the Dogs are off to a great start. They're up by a couple scores on South Carolina. Now, before we get into the Falcons, I do have a Braves question for you. For those who don't know, Joe was our Braves reporter here for a long time, and now he's covering the Falcons. I have been getting into this with listeners, callers, texters, tweeters, and here's my thing, Joe. Ozzie Albies does not automatically slot into second base or DH for me for the rest of this season. And here's why. There's simply not enough games to judge if he gets into a slump about the type of player that he's going to be in the postseason. And we have not yet seen what Vaughn Grissom is going to do when he responds after his first slump. Callers, texters, I think they've been responding a little bit too much with their heart and not with their head.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I understand that people have, you know, attachments to certain players for various reasons. And I think that when you look at Ozzie Albies, you know, there's certainly, you know, he has pluses. Absolutely. We know who he is as a player. We know the kind of experience that he has having gone through, you know, a world championship run with this team last year. He's also experienced some of the painful postseason losses this team has taken before. But, you know, I think I'm with you. At the end of the day, Brian Snicker has to play the players that he thinks give him a best chance to win, period. And one of the unfortunate things that is Ozzie Albies has dealing with this situation is just the playing time, the ramp up. You don't really know exactly what you have, because with baseball players, it really comes down to getting in that groove. And that's why you see players go through hot streaks and then go through cold streaks. I think anybody is a fool at this point in time to be 100% certain as to what the best decision is going to be for Brian Snicker once the team gets to the playoffs. Like you said, Vaughn Grissom is going through his own issues as well right now, and I think that now we have a nice 18-game kind of set to see what is going to be the best lineup that Brian Snicker can put out there. But I think at the bottom, you know, at the end of the day, Chris, this is the champagne problem. It's never a bad thing to have kind of a difficult choice to make between two players who have proven what they can do in this league. When you're going into some of the biggest moments in the playoffs.
Exactly. If this was July, it'd be a completely different story. A lot more games to see who should be the guy. All right. Simply put, have the Falcons moved on from week one?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It's a really interesting one to talk about, because the way that professional athletes perceive what happened, not perceived, but just the way they go through a traumatic event like what happened last Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium is very different than the way that it's processed by fans. And the way that fans take it is obviously very emotional, and totally so, you know, rightfully so. They should be emotional about a result like that in the way that it happened, of course. But the way that professional athletes deal with it is they go, they look at the tape, they analyze what they did well, what they didn't do well. To be frank, some of the things that they, you know, we might perceive as them doing well, maybe they feel like they didn't do so well when they break it down on tape. If you look at, you know, something like, how well the offensive line played. Yes, they did play very well, but, you know, how much of the great pass protection was due to some scrambling by Marcus Mariota. So, look, these are some of the nuances they will get into, and then they will just process all that information and work on, you know, the next week of games. And so for that reason, we heard Marcus Mariota say, you know, one of the keys to success in this league is to just kind of stay neutral, right? Like you never get too high after a win. You never get too low after a loss. That's something that the greatest athletes in the history of sports have always done. They just don't get emotional about things when they don't go their way. And that's what allows you to stay at your, you know, peak efficiency performance on the field. And so that's what I think this Falcons team is prepared to do. I think it's a very fascinating matchup in particular that they have this week against the Rams, considering what the Rams went through as well in their first week. And so it's going to be a very interesting test for this team. And I think it's a test that they're ready to stand up and kind of, this might be as much of a statement game for them as you know, what potentially last week could have been for them.
Coach Smith, Dean Pease, aggressive, brash, slamming tables, calling people out this week with the media. I absolutely love it. I think that's the type of energy we need to bring into LA and into Seattle. Can the Falcons run the ball like they did against the Saints?
I don't know if they will be able to, just because of some of the things that is now out there on tape. And I think the Rams have a better idea of what the Falcons want to do. But I think that what the Falcons have going for them in these early weeks of the NFL season with Marcus Mariota, brand new quarterback, obviously, and not just a brand new quarterback in terms of who he is, but a brand new quarterback in terms of the kind of skill set he brings to that position for the Falcons, really kind of throws a wrench into how opposing teams prepare for the Falcons. You know, he brings a whole totally different dynamic to this running game. And I think that, you know, I don't expect Cordarrelle Patterson to quite have as much success. It's just, you know, what he did in that first week was, I don't, you know, I certainly hope that he can, but I would be surprised. Obviously, you're going up against a little bit stouter of a, maybe not a whole defensive line, but with Aaron Donald there in the middle, just being the disruptor that we all know that he is, it's going to present challenges that weren't necessarily there in week one. But, you know, the Falcons did do a great job against what is a really good defensive line, one of the best rushing defensive units in the NFL last year with the New Orleans Saints. So I think it was a really, really optimistic or kind of a bright start for the Falcons in week one. Can they keep it up in week two? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the game script is going to allow them to run the ball quite as consistently as they did against New Orleans. But I think that what you saw from that game, you know, sets the table very well for what this Falcons team wants to be under Arthur Smith's offense.
Talking with our buddy Joe Patrick right here, the other side of the glass with Chris Thomas. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, taking you up until Atlanta United pregame at 3 o'clock. You mentioned Marcus Mariota and his playing style. So he came out this week and said, hey, it's kind of my dispensation to slide when I have to. I'm looking to run. I'm looking to get yards. I kind of forgot where I was on the field when I fumbled. If that's going to be his attitude, Joe, I personally think it's a ticking time bomb for injury. Do you feel like he can make the adjustment and take a page out of Russell Wilson's book and learn how to slide differently and when to slide and when to try to get those extra yards? Because if what we saw from week one is an indicator, I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I am too. I was actually talking to a friend about this exact thing last night, and I frankly said to him, I said, I think Marcus Mariota gets a bad rap in his career. If you go back and look at his career, he's never had a losing season as a starting quarterback except for his rookie year. Outside of that, he's had a winning record every single year, and yet he's looked upon, looked down upon at this point in his career. I think he's very underrated in that respect. But I was also telling my friend, having said that, I think he's probably going to get injured at some point this year if he keeps running the ball the way he did against the Saints. And so, yeah, I mean, you would like to see him slide a little bit more. I'm going to be honest, Chris, there's a part inside of me that when he says, like, I don't want to slide, I want to play like full speed and, you know, take the hits, I'm kind of like, yes. You know, like that. Like I love the mentality that he has saying that. You know, you love to see that kind of aggression kind of in your quarterback, not wanting to avoid the hits and things like that. But it's just a natural, you know, part of the game where you're going against human beings that are the biggest, strongest, most physical of our entire species out there on the field. And that's going to do damage against anybody who tries to withstand all that punishment. I mean, hell, we see it with running backs who are, you know, more padded up and ready to brace that impact. You know, pretty much all of them get injured at some point during a season. So it's only inevitable, it seems like, for a quarterback to go through, have that same fate. So I think he will need to adjust in some situations to slide a little bit more, try to avoid some of those hits. Maybe sometimes it's also just kind of stepping out of bounds. If he's got a first down, doesn't need to take a hit. But, you know, I at the same time, I kind of love where that spirit comes from in Marcus Mariota.
Kyle Pitts, not really involved much week one. Was that a matchup thing, or because we have more weapons, he doesn't need to be more involved? What did you read into that?
Well, I mean, I think that it was clearly the game plan by the Saints to take him away. When you're looking up, when you're watching the game from the press box, it was like pretty clear to see that they were really keeping close tabs on him. And I think that that's one of the reasons why some of the rest of the Falcons offense was really opening up. And it's kind of funny, you know, after the game, we talk about all these good things about the Falcons offense, you know, the running game, the 200 yards, you know, we just discussed Marcus Mariota, Drake London looked good. And all of that maybe looked good because they were, frankly, not really trying to force the ball to Kyle Pitts. And Kyle Pitts obviously didn't have as great of a game. So I think that it's not sustainable for Kyle Pitts to obviously be doing this. He's a huge part of their offense. He's one of their most explosive playmakers. And they do need to get him the ball to kind of, you know, again, make teams cover him and make teams devote resources to him. But that's also the reason why this team went out and got Drake London to, you know, spend a very high draft capital pick on Drake London was because they knew that this was going to be the case. They knew the teams around the league were going to emphasize locking down Kyle Pitts and making somebody else on the Falcons offense beat them. So for as much of a struggle as it might be for Kyle Pitts this year with all the kind of focus on him, I think it really does open up some other opportunities for guys like Drake London. And you know, thankfully we saw him look explosive and like a playmaker just coming off of an injury. And I only think that that's going to improve for London as well. So I think that, you know, despite the fact that Kyle Pitts had a low week, that's not going to be the regular, you know, thing that happens throughout the season. And I think it's also going to really open up the Falcons offense to be a lot more dynamic in different areas.
On the defensive side, I mean, if you asked, I think both me and you, an amount of money that mattered to us, A.J. Terrell doesn't give up back-to-back bombs like that for the remainder of the season, if maybe ever in his career again. So you feel like the defensive backs have a bounce-back game and can contain the wide receivers for the Rams?
I do. I mean, it's going to be a very there is no more difficult task than what they have this week going up against Cooper Kupp, who seems, frankly, unguardable with the way that Sean McVay is able to kind of use formations and use personnel sets to get him into space. And it's just almost like it seems automatic at this point, like, okay, Cooper Kupp is going to get his, but can you stop everybody else? And I think that that's where the Falcons will really be trying to focus on clamping things down, keeping guys like Allen Robinson, their new signing at wide receiver, to try to keep him at bay, just like the Bills did. I think, frankly, the Bills kind of wrote the game plan against this Rams team. And if I were the Falcons, I would try to do something similar, which is to bring the pressure, force Matt Stafford, a pocket quarterback, off of his spot, which the Falcons showed they can do last week, making Jameis Winston scramble again and again and getting home four times. And honestly, I think it might kind of feel threatening, but I think you want to bring that pressure and play that kind of aggressive style with the secondary and make Matt Stafford and his questionable elbow beat you over the top. I think, if you get dinged by a couple long balls, I think you take that if the rest of the game kind of goes to the script that the Rams saw against the Bills in their opening game of the season. So I look for Dean Pease to continue to ramp up the pressure, just like he was drawing up his game plan against the Saints. And they executed it very well for the majority of that game. Obviously, the learning lesson from that one is you got to go 60 minutes, but I think the Falcons will be able to do that.
Last one, Joe, you mentioned the pass rush. It was like the heavens opening up last week, four sacks in one game. Brought tears to the eyes of Falcons fans who haven't seen something like that in quite some time. With a weak offensive line for the Rams, do they get home? Can we get greedy? 2.5, 3? Is that possible?
Dude, it's possible, because if you go back and look at Grady Jarrett's tape, and I watched the All-22 a couple times from this game against the Saints, he was absolutely whipping people. Like, they were – like it was like he was going against college players at times. Just, like, he's an incredible player. When he is healthy and fully fit like he is here at the beginning of this season, he, I think, is as good of an interior pass rusher as there is in the NFL. And I know that's saying a lot, but I think that he's honestly been a little overshadowed here in his career with the Falcons, just because of the way the team has been these last couple of years. So I think they will get home. I think that Dean Pease, again, will bring the pressure, because that seems to be the game plan against Matt Stafford. And if it's not Grady Jarrett, he's certainly going to open up opportunities for other players along that defensive line to certainly get there. And I think that Dean Pease will bring the linebackers as well. So I certainly think and expect the Falcons to continue to pressure the quarterback the way they did in week one.
Joe, you're the best. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, man.
All right. That is Joe Patrick, our Falcons insider, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. When we come back, he said, waking up after the game didn't feel too good. Is that leading us back to a discussion we had earlier this offseason? I'll explain next. It is The Other Side of the Glass with Chris Thomas, taking you up until Atlanta United pregame at 3 right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.